The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
We're back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Friday, already the 12th of August, 2016. You know, the whole point of this, Mr. Trump's forceful rhetoric may put an end to the politically correct attitude so prevalent among so-called economists that dismiss what was once accepted as a truism. Stable exchange rates foster long-term prosperity by maximizing the productive use of economic resources and financial capital. So why do you sit back and just accept the negative economic consequences of this global monetary new world disorder? Why permit legitimately earned profits from business operation and investments in foreign countries to be wiped out by unpredictable currency losses? It's time to end the intellectual vacuum and focus on serious initiatives for global monetary reform. And you know what my reform is? Get rid of the middlemen, the people that print this crap out of nothing and then charge you for the luxury of using it. Wow. When you put it in those terms, people scratch their head and go, yeah, why do we do that? Duh. By focusing on currency manipulation as an unfair trade practice, Mr. Trump has not only identified the crux of the economic dilemma, he's also spotlighted the social and political tensions its consequences have fostered. Take a look at what's following Donald around, like a nightmare. Now he's got 70 Republicans. When is water cut off? Harumph for Mr. Trump. Fred in Utah. Hello, Fred.
John?
Hey.
John, I remember that I've called four different people, and you were one of them, and about talking about the educational problem and why all of these kids, when they hear the word mathematics and algebra and calculus, they get freaked out. And I said that teachers' union is protecting bad teachers, and I remember the name of movie that's called Waiting for Superman, that shows a documentary, and shows like in the state of New York, when you have even committed sexual harassment or something of anything in that category towards the students, nobody can fire you, because after 2 years, you have absolutely protection not to be fired, even if you cannot teach the subject that you are entitled.
Yeah, but Fred, that's not the problem.
Yeah.
That's not the problem, because
that's one of the problems.
No, it's not really. Okay, it's a result of a number one problem. Number one. Okay, I'll let you talk if you let me talk.
Oh, yes, I let you talk.
Okay, great, great. The number one problem is you have the government controlling the curriculum in schools, number one. And going from your little mini thesis here as to the unions protecting bad teachers, I got news for you. Somebody with a fifth grade education and low brain cell count can teach the fodder that they're trying to cram in these kids' heads. So it's not a matter of a bad teacher. It's a matter of bad curriculum. And what would not be tolerated with a state-controlled educational system that really educate your children, not placate them, not pacify them, not take the dumbest of the group, you know, do the old bell curve and wipe out the rest of the smarter people, the achievers. No, we can't do that because we'll hurt our little darling's feelings. No, that identifies problems. But it more importantly, it restricts those that can achieve. I see that as being more of a problem than a few bad teachers in the school systems itself and the unions battling to keep the bad teachers on the faculty staffs.
Yeah, now let me add to whatever you said is completely, I agree with it. But I'm just saying the first step has been taken in Utah, maybe the first state in the nation, that they can hire a person like has a, let's say, engineering degree in electronics. He can find a job. Now, because I've been majoring in engineering degree myself, you have to have Algebra 1, Algebra 2, Calculus 1, Calculus 2. These are all mandatory. And differential equation. Now, this person is very good knowledgeable in math. Mm-hmm. Before, they couldn't go and become a teacher because you have to go 2-3 years more and accept, you know, a special barrier due to union's instructions, you know, the ruling of the union demands. Now that has been off. And today, it was the last hearing, and I heard on the radio that now is the law of the state of Utah. I hope that this will happen to other states. And if you remember, I said the person who was a whistleblower was a black man, Mr. Page, who in lecture in San Diego in close to 1 hour, he said that 39% of teachers nationwide, they do not have no major or minor even in the courses, he meant science and, you know, mathematics and chemistry and etc. They do not have no education from the universities, but they are teaching them based on the book is called Teacher's Guide, How to Teach.
You know, so I'll go as far as saying that if these schools would go get copies and reprints of the McGuffey readers.
Yeah.
Okay, now that is not real thick on algebra or calculus or any of the higher forms of
chemistry, etc.
Of mathematics.
Yes.
But the basics, reading, writing, and arithmetic, at least the base teachings.
These
kids that are coming out of high school, they're supposed to be prepped for college. You know, this is the mind mill that they put all the kids through, you know, to try to pattern them supposedly with a career choice that they want to succeed, and they're going to do this, and they're going to get their they're going to get accredited and all this stuff and spit out in the world that there's no jobs for what they're doing or what they're trying to do. But this is going to sound like an idiotic statement, but most of the successful people that I've ever met in my life never even went to college. I'm serious.
No, I say to these professors of universities, they have BS degree in music and they are teaching music. I said, did Beethoven went ever to a university to get or Mozart? Or just recently I learned this little guy, Ravel, at 9 years old, he was accepted to the, what's that called, the Conservatory of Music in Paris, when he was 9 years old. So I'm just saying that all of those ancient famous people that they have achieved unbelievable things, they never went to college.
Isn't that amazing? And what do we have? Do we have any greats that are being composed and performed now? No. You know,
I want to say something funny before, you know, because it's Friday. Dave, because you mentioned curriculum, how important it is.
Mm-hmm.
They asked, what's that called? George Bernard Shaw, that's for young people I'm saying, that famous Irish writer who lived almost 90 years. He said, history is a bunch of lies that all historians, they agree with it.
But Fred, I don't want to burst your Utah bubble here, but George Bernard Shaw was one of them.
Well, that's okay, but you can hear from stupid people. I have learned from stupid people so many things, you know. Have you heard Jesus Christ was running away? He was so scared. It's 800 years old poetry. Jesus Christ was running. They run to a group of people. He said, hey, are you Jesus Christ? He said, yes, I am. He said, then why are you running away? He said, and you are afraid. You look so terrified looking. He said, I'm afraid. Leave me alone. And so they insisted. He said, I am afraid of stupid people. Because the stupid people, they can start bloodshed. This is a long poetry, 800 years old, from Rumi. So what I'm saying that we can learn from, I have learned from even stupid people. They ask somebody, you are so polite. This is an ancient story, very famous man. He said, who was your teacher? He said, impolite people.
Well, I don't know about stupid, but I do know that learn from the mistakes of others, because you don't quite possibly have enough time in your own lifetime to repeat them all yourself. I learn by observing and watching other people's mistakes. I don't know about the stupidity factor. All right. Hey, Fred, appreciate your call. All right.
Anyway, thank you on behalf of kids in Utah.
All righty. Yeah, I'm serious about McGuffey readers. Go. You ever looked at one? You ever looked at a set of those? And see, this is when we used to have one-room schoolhouses where they would teach first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth grade in one room. And generally, kids didn't have to go much past sixth grade because, well, it was kind of a 12th grade education abbreviated. But they understood the reading and writing and arithmetic. They could write. They could read. You know, they could do basic rudimentary math. It didn't teach you what to think. It taught you how to think, which is where we're at today. Our little globo citizens, our little children being spit out of the public school system. It's another issue that Trump should be talking about more. He mentioned it almost in passing before about inner cities and school choice. Well, he really ought to drill down on that. And I'm not even going to get political by saying, well, he needs a percentage of the black vote. No, he needs to speak to black people in this country that are willing to listen. You know, what do you do with a stubborn mule? You beat him with a baseball bat? That ain't going to make him comply. He's just going to get angry and bite your left ear off. Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
Hi, John. One of the articles on your website talked about the fact that the Federal Reserve had a charter that lasted until March of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with that?
No, I didn't read the article, but yes, I've heard something about it.
Well, this is a year later. Does that mean that it's not constitutionally, it's illegal?
Betty, are we in a kind of like a semi-awake? Did we just wake up from a dream? Because what you're suggesting here is that last year that contract was up. It's never lapsed. That charter has been, may not officially, you know, made the public proclamation that, you know, they've got a contract. It's ongoing. It is ongoing. And it is a contract, and it can be broken. But nobody in Washington, D.C. has the courage to do it or to even talk about it. And those that did, you saw how they were ostracized by the press. This is why I believe Donald Trump has been kind of nibbling around the corners. Because if he starts going flat out against the bankers and the funny money system, you think he's got problems now? Ooh, man.
You know, if some 11-year-old would bring it up and maybe tie it into the 16th Amendment IRS, which is an adjunct of the Federal Reserve, you're not supposed to talk about it, but that's need to be talked about, in my opinion.
Well, and if you've got, and you know, we'll see how bold Trump is. You know, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, he used to have his fireside chats. Well, there wasn't TV around back then, but there was radio. And people would sit down and listen to what this man had to say because the country was hurting and they figured he was a good guy and, you know, we'll give him a listen. I'm looking forward to Donald Trump doing the Fireside Chat 2.0. Only this time, not only radio, television, internet, you name it, YouTube, on all the modern-day accoutrements that we have. If he can connect directly and talk specifically and directly to the American people, unfettered, no commercial breaks, not on a debate stage, having to answer somebody else's pablum or beat them down so he can get his point across. If he would do that and go right directly to the American people, he could explain what our monetary problems are in this country and explain to the people that, you know what, we've had a system over 100 years, and it hasn't worked out that great for us. I think it's time for us to change it.
One other topic. I went to the Google and asked for a information on a constitutional convention and the applications for a constitutional convention. I looked up how many states have passed the petition for a constitutional convention.
Right.
On, what is it? Not deficit. Just, yeah, I think they said it's on deficit. If you go to that website, it's absolutely irritating to see how they'll take the history of petitioning for constitutional amendments. And the bottom line that they come to after about four pages and very complicated talk is that 41 petitions are presently there for amending the Constitution. But if people go to that website, I think they're going to get sick to their stomach like I did.
What's the website again?
Well, it's Wikipedia, and I put in there how many states have voted for a constitutional convention.
Okay,
you know, thinking in terms of this,
okay.
What are there, about 28 states that have asked for a constitutional convention, but I think they're calling now for a deficit budget is what,
yeah.
Supposedly.
Yeah, and you know
boy,
what?
I mean, it irritated me, and
well, Betty,
I called in, I guess, just to complain. I'm sorry about it.
Well, and time was, every time that they suggest that there should be a constitutional convention or a con, we have gotten extremely agitated and paranoid about it. Because, literally, if the majority of these governors got behind closed doors in a con under the guise of, you know, whatever, an amendment for balanced budget or whatever to the Constitution, they could literally, the state's governors, could literally toss out the Constitution, bring in literally a new form of government. That's how scary and that's how powerful these constitutional conventions could be. They don't call it a constitutional convention for nothing.
Hey, what would happen with the IMF if the FRS was declared unconstitutional?
What would they do?
Nothing.
Well, and you know what? I don't fly in those circles. If somebody was trying to grab my large stash of cash or put a dent in my ability to make more piles of cash in the future, I don't know to what extreme. That's always been the big question, Betty, as to what extreme will these people go to ensure that their funny money system stays in place and the continual robbing of people worldwide. What would they do? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I hope to
Thank
find
out. Thank you for taking my call.
I hope to find out, though, one day, Betty. Thanks.
Me too.
Appreciate it.
You bet.
All right. Let's take a break. 800-313-9443. Sheldon, I'll grab your call after the break. And here comes more of the stuff that says Donald Trump has entered a political kill zone. Yes, yes. Go away, kid. You bother me.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others. And you're welcome to call in.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Come to me. Sheldon in Washington. Hello, Sheldon.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Yep. As I'm approaching my third quarter here and listening to your thing about the one-room school house, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you're really close to there. You're really close. You're the closest of any host I've ever heard talk about coming close. What I learned, what they teach, what they taught back then was they taught stuff, and that's cool. But they taught you something more that'll last you the rest of your life. You have a pulse, and that was they taught you how to teach yourself.
Yep.
How to learn.
Yep.
It's not just here it is in front of you. Do you get it? Okay, move on to the next thing we're going to shove in front of you. No, I don't need anything in front of me. I can put all this together on my own.
Well, and you know, I, Sheldon, I can't argue with the word you just said, because I summed it up just by saying they didn't teach you what to think. They taught you how to think.
Yes, and I'm on that continuum for who knows how long. But and then on the other, what did you say? You said, I'm wasting your time. I can't remember. I'll call back again. Thank you, sir.
All right, Sheldon. Nowadays, political assassination by U.S. powers that be does not necessarily involve physical liquidation of the individual deemed to be an enemy of the state. Who needs all the blood in the controversy? Well, just don't ask Hillary that question. Especially when character assassination achieves the same desired end result, that is, elimination of the target from the public domain. And what have we just seen recently crop up in the last couple of weeks? Well, Donald Trump, he's insane. He's crazy. You know, and it made me smile because 25 years ago I was talking to people about the Federal Reserve System. They looked at me as if I was crazy. The fierce media crossfire that the Republican presidential contender is being subjected to leaves little doubt that this is a concerted effort to destroy this politician. In the past week, we've seen a fusillade of vilification fired at the New York property tycoon turned presidential hopeful. Everything, it seems, has been thrown at him, from his Slovenian-born wife's alleged U.S. visa violations, to his bullying of crying babies at rallies, to his serving as an unwitting agent for Russian leader Vladimir Putin. It's so transparent and preposterous, it's almost hilarious. Well, I'm not laughing. Evidently, the U.S. corporate media are out to bring Mr. Trump down in spite of his stubborn support among ordinary Republican voters. And it's obvious that the Washington establishment has determined that the Democrat rival Hillary Clinton is the preferred choice. Yes, let me say that again. There are Republicans, our Congress critters in Washington, D.C., to allow the status quo to continue, would much rather see Hillary Clinton in there than Donald Trump. As I said in the last hour, thank you very much, Republican Party, for revealing what you really are. The U.S. media, as a pillar of the establishment, is doing its bit to eliminate Trump from the supposedly free presidential election due in November. You know, this is kind of odd coming out of Russia. This is RT. You know, who was it that said, doesn't matter who votes, matters who counts the vote. And it's ironic, really, given that there are so much more sordid stories to be reported on Clinton, given her involvement in warmongering, clandestine regime change operations. We call that nation building. Sounds positive and good, doesn't it? Nation building. But what they don't really tell you in that little equation is, first we have to smash it and reduce it to absolute rubble. We have to destroy cultures and societies and entire countries to nation build. Well, what are you up to, Hillary? Well, I'm nation building. Well, that sounds good. Continue. Her abuse of state secrecy for her own self-aggrandizement with foreign sources of money. This old wombat, she is loaded up in controversy right now. And people, some people, I will say some people in the media right now are even tracking and tracing how many minutes negative Trump stories are getting to the negative stuff on Hillary. It's like 20 to 1. Which, thank you, Jewish-owned media in this country, for displaying your choice. These guys just keep telling us who they are.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Find in the morning papers, it's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
All right, we're back. So, it's really ironic, given that there's so much of sordid stories about Clinton. You know, for the aforementioned warmongering, self-aggrandizing, regime change, nation building, the latest sign that the secret of U.S. deep state, Pentagon, CIA, FBI, Wall Street financiers, is moving to install their White House candidate is the letter published this week by some 50 senior Republican national security experts. God, what security do we have in this country? Folks, are you feeling secure? I guess all I need is a $1,000 suit and a briefcase and call myself a Republican. By the way, did anybody, this letter that they keep talking about, has anybody ever mentioned what the content of this letter is? Well, before we get out of here today, we'll cover some of it. In the meantime, let's go to Glenn in Philadelphia. Hello, Glenn.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Hi. I want to partially stick up for Donald Trump on something. I saw an anti-Trump commercial today, not so much a pro-Hillary, just it was an anti-Trump commercial about a remark he had made about POWs having been captured and not necessarily being called heroes. And, you know, he said something, he made an insensitive, an unwise remark, but, you know, he said something, he likes, you know, soldiers who, or, you know, don't get captured or something like that. And that was slightly insensitive. But I will go along with the idea that we're overusing the word hero. I don't think that necessarily donning the uniform or getting wounded and getting a Purple Heart or getting captured even as a POW necessarily makes one a hero. And it reminds me of a line from the cartoon movie The Incredibles, where the son has this line that they repeat a few times throughout the movie, where if everybody's special, then nobody is. You know, so if every soldier's a hero or getting a Purple Heart makes you a hero, what about a Sergeant York, who, if you know the story of Sergeant York, was a World War One sergeant who made a famous movie about him, used to persuade people to...
Played by Gary Cooper. He was, initially, he was he objected to war. He was a conscientious objector.
Right.
They gave
and he went up to the mountain with his dog and his Bible decided to go in.
Yes, Glenn, that's the one, yes. That's the one.
And he ran up and down the trenches, sniping at the Germans, and they thought they were up against a whole cadre of snipers, and he turned them back. Now, that was a true act of heroism. It was a unique effort that was successful and, you know, turned the tide of an attack, and that made him a hero.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, well, you know, the question here is, when is one really a hero? And
Glenn, I'll go back to what I said before about this thing that you've got to support our troops, and they kept saying that you got to support. You know, you may not support the war, but you got to support your troops, and then that morphed into, well, our American heroes, and Fox News, and Fox News was one of the most egregious at doing that. But if you note, even football games with flyovers and the colors, and they always prominently display the corporate flag right in front of your face, which I always thought was just absolutely incredible. And thousands of people sitting there going, God bless America. You know, they don't even know. But we went from everybody wanted to get the hell out of the Middle East to, no, they're now heroes. No, they're not heroes.
I would suggest that they are perhaps victims, but not necessarily heroes. Someone who gets a war wound and a Purple Heart is a victim. They got hit by a bullet. They got hit by an IED.
But how do you go about telling the aggrieved mother or father that somehow they believed that their kid or their daughter going into combat was... How do you tell them that your daughter or your son's life was an absolute waste?
Well, not a waste, or that they were victims. You know, and in terms of, and let's face it, most people recruited into the military are recruited on the basis not of patriotism, not on ideology, but on the basis of things like the necessity of having a paycheck or the idea of getting education and a job skill set and GI Bill benefits and, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Maybe staying in and do your 20 and get your pension. Most people recruited are not ideologues. You know, they're going in. I went for an Air Force ROTC scholarship when I was a kid, and I went in because I was, you know, to me, I never thought of ever having to actually kill anyone. I thought the idea of flying planes was just a cool thing, you know? And I was in there mainly for the idea of becoming a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and I had a pilot spot for that. And I eventually left it when, you know, I realized ideologically I wasn't, you know, I wasn't in the right place.
I figured that out. I figured that out around Vietnam era.
Yeah, I figured it out the day my colonel walked into the classroom and wrote the term vital interest on the board and asked us to define it, and I defined it as something, you know, that someone considers, you know, a very essential and important feature of
Vital interest, what does that mean? That he has has a new powder for crotch rot or something? That you're protecting your vital interest?
His definition of vital interest was something for which someone would die.
Ah.
And so vital meaning life, but he used the word death. You know, it's something for which you would die.
Yeah.
A vital interest. Something without which you could not live or something for which you would die.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we're not on the same page here.
No kidding. I mean, I don't give a damn how patriotic one thinks that they are. You know, I've said this repeatedly throughout the years. You know, I'm not going to die for my country. I'll fight to keep it. But that means if there is a foreign aggressor that has the moxie to step foot on American soil, you know?
Well, Patton said the idea was to make the other poor dumb bastard die for his country. Yeah, and that was Patton's approach. But, you know, when you have Kissinger saying things like the military are just dumb, stupid animals, you know, there to do the... the will of civilian foreign policy, you know, hacks, I feel very badly for the people in the military because there are, idealistic people in the military who think they're defending something. But let's face it, at this point, we're attacking people and defending the coffers of fascists.
You know, more than 40 years ago, you know, I was an 18-year-old snot-nosed kid. But I at least had the understanding of what we were involved in Vietnam. I'd seen at that point in time, 40,000 young men, the youngest, by the way, that had ever been involved in a quote-unquote war, which was never really officially sanctioned as a war. It was a police action, and I saw the folly of it, and I saw the political crap, and that's what I said to this commanding general of 7th COSCOM of Europe. I mean, that was tantamount to going up and calling old blood and guts a chicken. You know, a kid standing up in front of this salad-dressing general. I'd never seen so many decorations and... you know, braids and medals and all this stuff, and he's barking at me, you some kind of commie pink old faggot! What's your major malfunction? Sir, if I can speak plainly, this is a BS political war that wasn't meant to win. Oh, boy. I thought I was going to get shot on the spot. But these aren't heroes. These are people that are making the decision outside of patriotism. Some of them are. I don't know. I'm not there, so I can't give you a percentage.
Or they have some modicum of it.
Yeah, but they're basically there facing death for a college education or, you know, a guaranteed mortgage loan or whatever the case may be. You know, faced with that, if somebody were to walk up to you on the street and say, okay, I got a deal for you, but in order to get this deal, you've got to face death. Now, if you don't tag that somehow to the Patriot coattails, I doubt very much you'd get very many people to go, hey, yeah, I'll take that deal.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. By the way, here's a little fun fact for you, John.
I just love factoids. They remind me of hemorrhoids. Go ahead.
Oh, there you go. I consider the source, eh? The last president of the United States who actually was... the commander-in-chief of the armed forces was Harry S. Truman.
That's because it was in the time of war.
Right. There was the president of the United States only becomes commander-in-chief of the armed forces when and if a declaration of war is issued. At any other time, it is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
Glenn, thank you for bringing that up. I was just thinking about that yesterday. I heard that Donald Trump, do you think this guy's going to be a good commander-in-chief? No, I think he's going to be a lousy commander-in-chief because he's going to end these non-war wars that we've been in. I think he'd make a great. I think he'd be great at it.
Yeah, and then, I always think it's funny when you see these suits saluting. Yeah, if you're not wearing a military uniform, you're not supposed to be saluting. Even if you're a five-star general, if you're in your civvies, you don't salute.
Well, and you hit upon it. It is commander-in-chief, commander-in-chief. The powers of the presidency is limited based on circumstance. And one of the circumstances that he has the greater latitude of power is in a war situation. And this was over people's heads when George Bush voted himself to be the end-all, be-all arbiter of I can go kill anybody anytime, anywhere on this planet, whenever I want. Then that was the Congress abrogating its responsibility. And this is the way it's supposed to go. If you're going to go through all the machinations of offering up your nation's youth and possibly unsecuring the nation and starting world wars or whatever the case may be, war's a dirty business. But to go to that extent and not have the Congress have, and this is their job, have the wherewithal to do their job.
The president doesn't have any authority whatsoever to order our military forces into any kind of battle or, you know, violent action without the approval of Congress.
Well, don't tell anybody that don't try to tell that to anybody since Truman, because they're going to argue with you and tell you this is a great democracy. Glenn, I've got to run. I've got
to
run. Thank you, sir. Scott in California. Hello, Scott.
Hello, John. How are you?
Fair to Midland and 106 degree day in Texas, and we're still doing a pledge drive. When was the last time you pledged?
Gee, what did I get? A mug and a shirt.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah. But you're definitely worthy of our endeavors.
Thank you.
I got a question for you. When are people going to wake up to this? These paper promises? Do they even realize there's 400 commitments to pay for whatever metal it is? On average, I'm just using 400. You know, for every 1 ounce of whatever. I mean, are they profiting by holding these ETFs? What are your thoughts on that?
I don't quite understand the question.
Well, you've got people that love these ETFs. I guess they're profiting, but I don't see it. You know, as opposed to holding the actual physical. Why are they?
Are you talking about you're talking an ETF? That's a broad thing. Okay, you didn't narrow it down. You're talking
That's exchange traded fund.
Okay, yeah. But you're talking about holding.
We're talking about metal. We're talking about common.
Okay,
metals,
okay, Scott, stop. Just to make sure that I understand what you're saying, you're talking about holding paper rather than the physical, right?
Exactly.
Thank you. Okay. All right. Just wanted to make sure I understood the question. I don't know what the hell's wrong with them. You might as well ask me why people are so screwed up in their thinking in this country. I could probably come up with a better answer. I don't know the answer to that. Other than some of these,
I don't either. That's why
some of the retirement funds won't allow you to get out without 20% or 30% penalty. Yeah, I mean it's bad. I mean it really is. And some of these, they're only let you out if you buy the paper. And I find that rather odd. Wait a minute, whose money are we spending here? You know, I don't know how to answer that question. That's one of those rhetorical questions that don't require an answer because there really isn't one. Stupid is as stupid does, I guess. I don't know. Or a faith that's because somebody pledges or makes a promise to you that somehow, when it comes down to somebody kicking the door in and robbing everything, that you're going to somehow be honest and deliver to that person. No, this whole thing, to me, the paper game is a con game. So
yeah, and how long do you think they can proliferate this paper con.
As long as the people will sit around and watch the money manipulators, the masters of the currencies, the middlemen, if you will, as long as they are on this planet, you will have people believing that they can trust somebody because they've made a promise.
Well, that's really all I have. I don't want to encumber you with more, but one thing at a time. But anyway, thank you. I just wanted a point of view from someone kind of like me in regard to this theater, this scene that enables them to get away with this, and the fool public goes along with it. They've got to be profiting from the ETF's profits, which are probably, I would guess, scant to say the least. But I thought you might have more insight than myself. But sounds like we're on an even keel here. And I just, at least we're positively not going for the paper, because the paper seems to direct and drive the whole market.
Well, it's all a paper game, isn't it? Hey, thanks for your call. I got a break, man.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
About it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me on what has come to be, been talking to my neighbor and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy.
Oh yeah. An open letter signed by 50 Republican national security experts has warned that nominee Donald Trump would be the most reckless president in U.S. history. How do they know that? Where's their crystal ball? And it's not 50, it's 70. The group, which includes former CIA Director Michael Hayden, said Mr. Trump lacks the character, values, and experience to be president. And nobody looked at your bona fides, Mr. Hayden, running the CIA at one time. The crookedest bunch of people on the face of the planet. Many of the signatories had declined to sign a similar note in March. In response, Mr. Trump said they were part of a failed Washington elite looking to hold on power. That's a true statement. The open letter comes after a number of high-profile Republicans stepped forward to disown the property tycoon. Mr. Trump has broken with years of Republican foreign policy on a number of occasions. Hey, good for him. The Republican candidate has questioned whether the U.S. should honor its commitments to NATO, endorse the use of torture, and suggested that South Korea and Japan should arm themselves with nuclear weapons. He weakens U.S. morale authority as a leader of the free world. As the leader of the free world. They're talking like this has already happened. He appears to lack basic knowledge about and belief in the U.S. Constitution, U.S. laws, and U.S. institutions. Really? I thought it was the hijackers, the ones that didn't believe. Don't you just love the pot calling the kettle black? None of us will vote for Donald Trump. Okay, so what's that, 70 votes? In a statement, Trump said the names in the letter were the ones the American people should look to for answers on why the world is a mess. We thank them for coming forward so everyone in the country knows who deserves the blame for making the world such a dangerous place. I love it. There's nothing more than failed Washington elite looking to hold on to their power, and it's time they are held accountable for their actions. Among those who signed the letter were John Negroponte, the first director of the National Intelligence and later Deputy Secretary of State, Robert Zoellick, there's another fine guy, who was also a former Deputy Secretary of State and former President of the World Bank, and of course, two former Secretaries of Homeland Security, Mr. Blockhead, that I referred to, that's Tom Ridge, and Mr. Deathface, Skullface, Michael Chertoff. The letter echoed similar sentiment shared by some Republican national security officials in March, but the new additions came after Mr. Trump encouraged Russia to hack Mrs. Clinton's email server, according to the New York Times. Mr. Trump later said he was being sarcastic when he made the remarks about hacking his rival's emails. Now missing from the letter were former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, George Shultz, James Baker, Colin Powell, and Condoleezza Rice. Yeah, probably for good reason. They want to keep their name out of anything because they want to up and disappear if the political revolution in Washington takes place. Some of the latest letter signatories plan to vote for Mr. Trump's Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton. Now there's a good Republican for you. And of course, Barbara Bush, Jeb Bush, William Cohen, Jeff Flake, Lindsey Graham, John Kasich, Mark Kurt, Mitt Romney. Oh, boy. All these good Republicans. Keep exposing yourself, please. Thank you very much, Republicans, for letting us know who you really are. Folks, it is Friday. We need some funds to run the network next week. Please go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, unless I turn it into a big to-do and get all dramatic about it. Nobody donates. Well, if that's what you want to hear out of me Monday, I'll be certainly glad to do it. Well, not really glad. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Hit the donate button. PayPal. There's our address up there. If you want to send a check, money order, or FRNs wrapped in foil, as we've said, we don't care. Or call the network. 800, either number will work, 724-2719. If you dial that number, Mikey will take your donation. Please, folks, please. I don't want to get all dramatic about this, but I get really antsy. I get really antsy when we get when we get behind. Still looking for a good ad guy for the network. The last one, did $6,000 in deals, kept $4,000 of it. Oh boy. Smoking. It's almost like another Michael Powers. Glad he's not here. At any rate, thank you for being here today. Please, folks, donate today, now, to the network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.